Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? What is your favorite season of the year? Mine is the springtime. Even though winter's freezing weather comes and kills all the green leaves and bright flowers, yet what happens every spring? Suddenly those bare brown tree branches sprout new tender green leaves, and up from the ground pops new life in the form of green stems and lovely flowers of every color. The dead things come to life. That's what our Bible verse is about today. Do you have your Bible ready? Then turn with me to the New Testament, the second part of the two main divisions of the Bible. Now, name the Gospels one by one. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Let's find John chapter 11, verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11, 25. Jesus spoke these words. Resurrection is a big word, but it simply means bringing something to life that was dead. God shows us a beautiful picture of the resurrection every spring, doesn't he? But Jesus, in this verse, is talking about raising dead people to life. If you believed on the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, Jesus is promising you that even though your body dies, the real you, called your spirit, will live forever. Where will you live forever? All believers live in heaven with Jesus forever. Forever we will enjoy the perfect beauty and happiness and safety of heaven, for there's no pain or sickness or dying or crime. As believers, we don't have to be afraid of death. For death to our body means we get to go to our real home. Our real home is more beautiful than the finest, most expensive home in this world. And we'll enjoy God's love and all His riches forever. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, when your body dies, you will have to be separated from God forever in a terrible place of eternal death. It's a place of fire and torment called hell. But God loves you and He wants to save you and have you in heaven with Him forever. Why not go now to How to Be a Child of God and find out today how you can come into His family and live forever with Him? Let's say that verse again now. John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25. Why not write that verse down and review it over and over till you can say it from memory? Let's sing those words now.
I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25.
How was your checkup today?